Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Carol Look. This is your second call as part of a BTOS Beyond the Ordinary Show Package B call series. So I'm delighted you're here. I hope you've had some time to delve into some of the other audios, which are really fun and are going to help you a lot. We had a good time last week. I loved what happened last week, except when my phone died out. Found out that was the phone company. But anyway, we're all set this week. I'm here with my friend and colleague, Gretchen Pritz. Thank you, Gretchen, who's here to do the recording for us. And she's here to call on you in order, star 2. So star 2 raises your hand. Don't do it more than, if you do it a second time, that lowers your hand. If you do a third time, your hand will go back up again. This is how Gretchen sees on the board that you have your hand raised, and then she calls on you in order. So the topic of today's call, I specifically didn't do slides. Slides take a lot of time and a lot of explanation. I don't think you all need that much. So I just wanted to do this this way. The topic of the call, find your next yes, which means you have to get clear. You have to release what's in your way of getting to your next yes. Some of you are afraid of failure. Some of you are afraid of success. Some of you are worried about the consequences of being really clear, because really clear means you're going to be really successful. And sometimes being really successful is scary, either to you or to people in your life. So find your next yes. We have so many reasons that we block that. We get overwhelmed. There's a lot of noise and static. There's a lot of confusion, a lot of ambivalence. So we have to clear that first before you can land in a very centered place and say, I know exactly what my next step is going to be. And yes, some people might be jealous, envious, frustrated, or not like how I'm rocking the boat, but that is my next yes, and I'm going to take it. That's the difference between people who are really successful and people who are doing okay. If you're really clear, find your next yes every day, you are really successful, personally as well as professionally. All right, without further ado, Gretchen, I don't think I need any more intro. I'd love to just talk with and tap with as many people as possible. We've got a good group on. I hope some of you who were on last week and raised your hand are here again today so we can follow up. Star 2 raises your hand, and those of you, Gretchen said there's a handful of you already early on the webcast, you can write in a question, and Gretchen will be able to read that to me, and hopefully I can answer that to your satisfaction. So star 2 raises your hand. What's in your way? What's unclear? What do you need help with? I'll do a short term, tap, 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 and move on to the next person.
All right. If you're ready, we have our first hand raised.
Great.
Your number, the number is 0464. You are unmuted.
Hi, this is Hillary. How are you?
Hey, Hillary. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you. I was hoping I wouldn't be first, actually.
Too bad. How come?
Which, and you know what? I guess it all has to do with what I'm, because, I mean, I raised my hand because I wanted to get in the queue because I know how to ask is a thing for me, but also is clarity. Clarity. You know, there are things I want, and you know, I'm looking at the thing, and it's like there's a thing of being afraid, is that too big? And also your thing of show me how and give me proof. And when I ask, you know, show me proof, it's like, I feel selfish, you know. Show
and
me
who's
proof
showing
that
me
it's
proof?
Here.
Who's showing proof? You
know,
mean the angel calls?
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm.
Yeah.
Show me a sign. Yeah. Show me a sign.
Show me a sign, and you know.
So let's go back, Hillary, because I think ironically you're I don't think you're as clear as you want to be right now.
Yeah, I'm not.
Right. And that's the challenge we all have, everybody. We all have it. So right now, just take a breath and say, what is it? What's the best thing I could work on with you right now? What's the best thing you could work on with me right now that would really clear a fear that's in your way of finding your next yes, the next step in your professional or personal life? What do you have
to do? So here's the thing.
Yeah.
and I'm tapping on the karate chop at this time. And
good.
Even though I feel called out, and even though I feel ashamed that I'm first because I don't exactly know what I want, I love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Mm-hmm.
And even though I feel I may be wasting people's time because I don't know exactly what I want, I deeply love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Good. So what we need to do is find out why you would be blocking what you want, because that's what we all do. Part of being unclear is on purpose. We sabotage ourselves because it protects us. It does us no good to criticize ourselves for being unclear. The point is we're doing it for a reason. So you're being unclear, and you don't want what you don't know what you want because you're afraid to figure that out, because if you figured it out, then there are consequences, which might be I'm going to be disappointed, someone will think I'm selfish. It doesn't really matter what
the
consequences are.
Or if I figured it out, then I would actually have to take the very specific actions that are presented to me.
Yes. So,
and
think
I have
about
to
it in
freeze.
Okay, so everybody?
Response.
It's the risk.
Yes.
If you're clear about what the next step is, I promise you there's going to be some risk involved. And that's why people don't want to be clear and don't want to find their next yes, because then they say, oops, now I have to make the phone call or take the step, whatever it is, again, personally and professionally. Okay, so try this. Karate, everybody, karate, and there is, I won't talk you out of it. I hear that you feel ashamed, you don't want to know what you want, but if everybody who didn't know what they want felt ashamed, oh my gosh, no one knows what they want, that's the problem. With a lack of clarity.
And can
karate
I say,
chat.
I know deep in my heart that I know exactly what I want. I know, and it's so big.
And what is it?
I'm afraid to even say out loud what
I
want.
All right, then don't. Okay, karate chop.
Yeah.
Even though a part of me doesn't know what I want.
Even though a part of me doesn't know what I want.
The other part does.
The other part does.
But I'm afraid to say it.
But I'm afraid to say it.
So everyone, we're still in the karate chop. Even though I'm afraid to admit what I want out loud.
Even though I'm afraid to admit what I want out loud.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I'm afraid to tell you what I really want deep down.
Even though I'm afraid to tell you what I want deep down.
I accept who I am. And that I have these desires.
I accept who I am and that I have these desires.
Eyebrow. I do know what I want.
I do know what I want.
Side of the eye, but it feels a little embarrassing.
But it feels a little embarrassing.
Under the eye, it feels too big.
It feels too big.
Under the nose, you might think I'm selfish.
You might think I'm selfish.
Chin. I'm afraid to announce what I want.
I'm afraid to announce what I want.
Collarbone, and I have the ability to keep it private.
And I have the ability to keep it private.
Under the arm, it's mine.
It's mine.
Top of the head, so I won't announce it unless I want to.
So I won't announce it unless I want to.
Eyebrow, but the risk is it'll be taken away.
But the risk is it'll be taken away.
Side of the eye, the risk is someone will see me as selfish.
The risk is someone will see me as selfish.
Under the eye,
and
I'm
silly.
Afraid. Mm-hmm, under the eye. The risk is it's silly.
The risk is it's silly.
Under the nose, the risk is then I'll have to take all these steps.
The risk is then I'll have to take all these steps.
Chin, no wonder I get unclear.
No wonder I get unclear.
Collarbone, no wonder I feel stuck.
No wonder I feel stuck.
Under the arm, I'm not really stuck.
I'm not really stuck.
Top of it, I'm just afraid.
I'm just afraid.
And that's normal.
And that's normal.
Good. Take a deep breath. Good. How does that feel?
Hopeful.
hopeful. Awesome.
Yeah.
I have a recommendation. when we say what we want, like somebody will say, I want a bestseller. Well, that's great. But you don't really, what are you going to get with the bestseller? Someone else says, I want a big pile of money in my bank account. Yeah, but what do you want with that? Don't go to the thing so much as the value that it's going to give you. What you want is freedom. What you want is empowerment. What you want is the ability to be centered. And all those things can come from and come with getting the part that you want, getting the book written, getting the, you know, go to the value. I want freedom.
Yes.
If that's your thing. And then freedom, you know, I want to make a difference. Whatever it is that is your top values. I was doing a mastermind this weekend and someone said, my top value is connection. I don't care about anything else if the connection's not there. Great. Think of that. Mm. Operate from that. You want to serve people through your work and you want to make a difference and you want freedom.
Yeah.
Make sense?
I want to, yes, yes.
So focus on those a little bit more than the thing that's going to get it for you.
Yep. Yep.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling more clear.
Good. Awesome. So
isn't that nice?
Remember, never let someone talk you into announcing something on a telecall if you don't want to. It is totally your prerogative not to say it out loud.
Yeah.
So everybody with your own desires, all of that, it's up to you.
Yeah. I think the keeping it private, though, is the fear. No, not I think.
You know.
The keeping it private is the fear that someone will think it's silly or not elevated. And I feel it'll, you know, and it's that's keeping me from stepping into it.
Right. So we're back to protection and safety.
Yes.
We human beings are all about protection and safety. And if that means you become a perfectionist or you procrastinate or you hide or put a lid on yourself or you gain weight or you do all these things to not be your best self, that's why we do it, is for protection.
Play small.
Yes. So it's still up to you.
Yeah.
Totally up to you.
Yeah.
And you can keep working on that yourself and work on that with some of the recordings on the practice on the package B. Keep working on that until it's like, I don't care what anybody thinks. Go ahead and think I'm selfish. Go ahead and think it's unelevant. I don't care. Like, get to the place where you don't care because you've taken that zing down.
Mm-hmm. Because it's about freedom and empowerment. It's not about the thing.
Right.
And that's elevated and important.
Yes. You got it.
Thank you.
Excellent, Hillary. I'm so glad you joined us again. And I'm glad
you
were first. Thank you very much. Stay on and keep tapping with us.
Yep.
Excellent. Star 2. See, some people want to get in the queue and they don't think they're going to be first. That happened on another call. They went, me? You mean me? Yes. So star 2, or write in a question at the webcast. And we'll talk a little bit about, very little bit about your story, and then go tippity tap tap tap.
All right, so I'm going to check the webcast. I know there's lots of you on here. I see you, so raise your hand. Star 2, if you want some time with Carol, this is great time to have with her.
I also got some emails from some of them, so I know they're on. I know they want to be talked. I know they want to turn because I got some emails today. Go ahead.
All right, I'm checking the webcast. My computer's a little slow. So star 2, guys, if you went on. All right, so we have a caller from last four digits, 9330. You are unmuted.
Oh, lovely. Hi, Carol. It's Renee. Can you hear me? Hello. I'm going.
Carol, you there?
Hello?
This is Gretchen, sorry. Did we lose Carol again?
Gretchen, can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes.
Okay, isn't that funny? That happened last time when I got on the call.
Was it really with you?
That's yeah, it was me. It was me. I was going, hello, hello.
Hold on. She'll call in, I'm sure.
I scare her away every time. That's so funny.
That's crazy. All right, so I texted her because she might not know. I'm sure she knows by now, but she's not on. I'm so sorry that it was you last time,
That's
too.
That's okay. It's just interesting. Funny.
All right, she just texted back.
Remember last time she had to get on her cell phone because...
It was her line went dead, like they were doing work on it or something, and it's she's still having issues with it.
Oh,
it's not a good subject.
Yeah. Oh, well.
All right, she's coming. I see you're in Vancouver. Is it cold there now?
No, it's raining today, but it's not cold.
We are having a cold
day.
I'm in Pennsylvania.
Right, yeah, more East Coast. So I'm kind
of
akin to Seattle weather.
So do you get lots of rain?
Yeah, we do. It's luscious and green, and it's because we get a lot of rain.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
All right.
So is it just you and I being able to hear?
Being
or
able
start?
To talk. Yeah.
Okay. But what about the other people? Are they just waiting? They don't know?
They can hear us talking.
Okay, yeah. If they are, they must be worried that nothing's happening.
Hi.
Oh, there she is.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
Hi.
Hi, it's so funny.
Hi. Apparently
it's
your
Renee.
Phone, you knocked me off. I know. I'm on two phones now. I've called in. If you can see, Gretchen, I'm on two different phones here. But I was calling and talking, and Renee was saying, oh, my gosh, they can't hear me. Oh, my God, what a mess. Hi, I'm back.
That's so funny, because when I called in last time, you dropped off as well.
That's right.
So I wonder if it's...
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. What's your next yes?
Right.
Find your next yes. What's in the way?
What's in my way? Getting myself out of the way, I guess, really.
Mm. Yeah.
If that makes sense. It's, you know, I know where I want to go, you know, somewhat. I mean, clarity is an issue, but I feel the direction. I feel what I know what I want to feel. I have all these choices, I think, or at least stuff that I would like to do coming up. And I don't really know how to get out of my own way because I keep doing the more responsible thing, Carol.
We start by going to how are you getting in your way? So when someone's issue is my challenge is I can't get myself out of the way, how are you in your way? And then that's where we target for the tapping.
Okay.
So how do you get in your way?
Well, I guess I get a lot of mental clutter going on, like a lot of different options and I can't decide kind of things. And there's not enough to go around, not enough of me, not enough energy, not enough, you know, money, not enough. And then the other thing is what I end up opting for is more of a safer, responsible path versus one that I might really like to do. And that's for fear of, you know, for fear of, I don't know, the unknown of, well, what happens if that doesn't work out kind of deal, you know?
Well, you choose this. That makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure to many people on the call, too, you choose the safe route because even if it's no matter what problems are with a safe route, it's not the unknown that's a little scary or threatening in some way.
Right, yeah.
So say this out loud. I'm afraid to take a risk.
I'm afraid to take a risk.
0 to 10?
8.
8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm afraid to follow my heart.
Yeah, that's like 9, 10.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Yeah.
And now tell me, and everybody do this along with Renee, because I'm afraid to follow my heart because if I do.
Well, I have history, so, you know, I've done that before. And
because if I do.
If I do, things won't work out. Things will be difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And.
So you've got an again, right? So you've got an again going on. You've got a history of it's happened before.
Yes.
You know, I followed my heart. It didn't work out. So you don't want to follow your heart again. So you do all these safe steps, and the safe steps aren't working out either.
Well, the safe steps are, but they're just, it's just status quo. And so, I mean, they aren't working out. They aren't really fulfilling me. They're not getting me anywhere different. It's just, you know, not really what I want to be doing anymore and all of that. And yet I have a hard time moving beyond that, trusting that, you know, I'm on the right path, trusting all of that stuff.
Good. When you think of the last time when quote unquote things didn't work out.
Yes.
How upsetting is that to your system? Whatever that means to you, don't explain it, but just, oh, God, and then it didn't work out. How does that feel?
It doesn't feel good at all. Do you want me to say how it
a
feels?
A number. Nope.
A number, okay. A number would be, 9.
9, okay. So you have an 8, 9, and a 9. So everybody listening, if you're afraid to take a risk and you don't want to follow your heart, because the last time when you followed your heart, you have an impression that it didn't work out, and that yucky feeling is a 9, you're not going to do anything different until you get these numbers down. And people keep trying to do things that are different. They keep trying to do things, and they're not going to work until you feel something different and your energy shifts and your vibration changes. So that's why the tapping is, in my hands, the best powerful tool I've ever come across in my entire 25 years in the field. You cannot keep bumping up against that wall and expect anything to change when you're an 8 or a 9, because an 8 or a 9 means you're that afraid and that upset, and your brain will go into hyperdrive to protect you. Same as Hillary. If she's that afraid, the brain says, yeah, we're not going anywhere.
Right.
And that's normal for the brain. We've got to see that as typical and normal. That's how the brain works. So if we're fighting against it, you know, it's an uphill battle. So try this, Renee. So we've got kind of three things that are woven in here together. Everybody, just kind of track this with your own life and your own story. Even though I'm afraid to follow my heart again, karate chop.
Even though I'm afraid to follow my heart again.
Because last time it didn't work out.
Because last time it didn't work out.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I'm afraid to take a risk again.
Even though I'm afraid to take a risk again.
What if it doesn't work?
What if it doesn't work?
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Even though I take the safe road so I don't take any risks.
Even though I take the safe road so I don't take any risks.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Eyebrow, I'm afraid to take a risk.
I'm afraid to take the risks.
Side of the eye, I don't want to fail again.
I don't want to fail again.
Under the eye, who said I failed?
Who said I failed?
Under the nose, well, it didn't do what I wanted it to do.
No, it didn't do what I wanted it to do.
Chin, I have the fear of the unknown.
I have the fear of the unknown.
Collarbone, I'm afraid to follow my heart.
I'm afraid to follow my heart.
Under the arm, so I have a lot of mental clutter.
So I have a lot of mental clutter.
Top of the head, and that protects me from taking a risk.
that protects me from taking a risk.
But I'm not that happy.
But I'm not that happy.
Good. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
So we covered a lot of ground in that.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just suggest to everyone, if you have a lot of mental clutter, it's doing something for you. It's actually serving you. I know it's annoying, and I know you say that you don't want it anymore, but I promise you, you've put it in there habitually to protect you from something. So, Renee, I think it actually protects you from landing clearly 2 feet on the ground, feeling grounded and centered, and saying, this is the risk I'm going to take, and I'm going to do it well, and I'm going to do it beautifully and loudly, and because you're afraid of what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So what was that like, all the tapping we did?
That was great. It felt good, and it felt appropriate.
So what would be
the... I do feel like I do take risks, but I play safe. I play a lot more safe than I used to.
So what's the next sort of blip that came up that would be, ooh, I really need to work on that. It is about the last time, or it's not about the last time. It is about money, or it's not about money. It is about looking a certain way to your life. What's the next sort of loud layer, do you think?
It's a couple of those that you mentioned. It's money, finances. So, okay, what'll happen, what if? Mm-hmm. And also looking a certain way, feeling, shy, I guess, about changing and maybe possibly failing, well, then what? You know, I'll just feel like a fool and that kind of thing. And that's never been comfortable. So I think I'm definitely afraid. I'm definitely afraid to kind of reach my full potential.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's both about being successful and the potential of failing.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? So many people, I had both. Many people have both. Some people just fear of failure. Other people just fear of success.
Right.
So let's just try one more. Karate chop, even though I'm afraid of how it will look.
Even though I'm afraid of how it will look.
What if it doesn't go well?
What if it doesn't go well?
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I'm afraid to take these risks.
Even though I'm afraid to take these risks.
What if I'm not a success?
What if I'm not a success?
And how will that look?
And how will that look?
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Eyebrow, I'm so afraid of following my heart.
I'm so afraid of following my heart.
Side of the eye, what if it doesn't work out?
What if it doesn't work out?
Under the eye, what if it does work out?
What if it does work out?
Under the nose, I'm afraid of how it might look.
I'm afraid of how it might look.
Chin, so then I don't get clear.
So then I don't get clear.
Collarbone, I make it easy for me to have mental clutter.
I make it easy for me to have mental clutter.
Under the arm, because I'm afraid to really feel the passion.
Because I'm afraid to really feel the passion.
Top of the head, because I don't want to get disappointed.
Because I don't want to get disappointed. Yeah.
Good. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
It felt good. Very good. And I don't want to be disappointed, and I don't want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, it's interesting, I feel like it's going to be a struggle, and I've struggled so much that I'm like, I don't know what else I want to
do. Sure, and that's,
like
and
that.
That's an expectation, right? So that's a belief and an expectation that are also tappable issues. So everybody, if you expect it to be hard, you know, just that's a tappable issue, even though I'm convinced it's going to be really difficult.
Right.
Right. So all of those are tappable issues. At some point, you have to make a decision that you're leaving this, in quotes, crapola behind.
Right.
You are
right.
done with playing it safe. You are willing to take another risk. It may not be perfect because the value, a little bit like what I was saying to Hillary, the value of following your heart is so big that it's okay if sometimes it's not the easiest thing.
Right.
See, I'm not saying when I started my private practice years and years ago, it wasn't difficult leaving an agency and health insurance I just wouldn't do it any other way, no matter what. I don't care what I had to do to make it work, because it so overwrote, the safety was so not important to me anymore compared to what I was doing, making a difference, having freedom, you know, and all the things that go with being an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So you've got some more to, lots more to tap on there, but
that's
the start. Get these eights and nines and tens down, then it becomes more neutralized, and then you're like, oh, I could take a little bit of a risk. Like, you'll start to see the behavior change once those big high feelings go down.
Yeah, and I have. I have done some risking and things like that and, you know, going with my heart. So things have changed for me, definitely. I have cleared stuff, and yet I still kind of, things have shifted, and I have these choices, and the ones I make, I've noticed, are the ones not, like, they're the safer ones, you know? Yeah.
Yes, and sometimes it's not all just about taking a risk. You know, sometimes it's just the unknown. Sometimes it's like, oh, I don't even want to know something different, even if it would be better. So it's not, I'm not suggesting you haven't taken risks. It's just, do you want to go that path? You know?
Yeah. And I
so
do.
Keep working
it, but,
on the,
okay. Okay, I will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Carol.
Well, it always comes with both sides. You know, you play the piano, you're not playing the guitar, right? Like,
yes,
there's
I
always
know.
one decision, right, does change
right.
things.
Yeah.
If I go be a full-time entrepreneur, I'm not working in a hospital or an agency. It's just how it works.
Right, right, yeah. And then,
okay.
yeah. You know, and it's the fear of not enough, that there's not going to be enough, that kind of fear, right? So.
Great, another fabulous tappable issue, so that doesn't get in the way of all the thoughts and feelings and directions you might want to go. Yes, but that's a yes, but there won't be enough.
There won't be enough, yeah. Okay. Okay,
okay, another tappable issue. Renee, I'm sorry about our phone issues. Not sure what goes on.
Oh, me too. I hope I didn't chase you away. I thought, uh-oh.
No, something gets triggered. Yeah. I don't know if it's what's going
very
on.
Odd.
All right. Great
okay.
to talk to you. And talk to you
And
soon.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Gretchen. That was
Hello.
Great tapping,
okay.
tapping issues for everyone.
All right. Star 2, if you guys want to get in the queue to talk to Carol. I do have a question on the webcast. I don't see any hands raised, so I'm going to go through that question.
Great.
All right. So somebody is asking if you talk to your angels about your business, and if so, how do you use your angels to help you in your business?
Mm. So there are a couple of subtle ways. I went into a meditation the other day, and in the first minute, so I wasn't even quite settled down, I got the idea for my next program, and it was so clear and so, I wouldn't say loud, it was just so obvious. It was like, oh, that was the angels, but I hadn't specifically asked a question. Right? It's always in my mind, huh, what am I going to do next? Oh, I wonder if this will be fun. Right? It's been swirling around, but I didn't go into my meditation and say, dear angels, please give me an answer. So sometimes it just comes out of the blue like that, and it feels like, well, that was obvious. Other times, one of the things I do is, okay, show me a sign. That's my big thing. Show me a sign that this is the right direction. So if I'm unclear, so let's say I've got one foot in the medium and one foot in the maybe this would be good. I know that's not a yes for now because it's a right yes, no, or maybe. Well, maybe this would. I have learned how to wait, which isn't that easy, by the way, in business. I have learned how to wait and wait for more information. So sometimes I was taught to say, "Hi, can you give me some more information?" More, that wonderful phrase, more will be revealed. If you're unsure, you don't have enough information. More will be revealed. So sometimes I'll say to the angels and whatever particular guides, and I have some particular guides, I'll say, could you show me a little more information about that decision? Could you put me in the direction left or right? Because whatever then information you get, of course, then you have to make a decision based on that. So as long as it's gray area, I'm not ready to make a decision. So you can do specific asking, dear guides and angels, I need some information today about that project with who and so-and-so. In this case, the one I'm talking about where I just sat down in my meditation, the question must have been percolating in me, right? It always is. What could I do next? That's fun. What would be great? So I didn't specifically out loud consciously ask it, but it showed up. And maybe that showed up because of 3 months of meditation. Maybe it showed up, I was just in the right head. So there's two ways to do it. I would do a lot of the specific. Guides and angels, could you please send me some information that would show me what direction to go? Guides and angels, I'm looking for the next right step or the next project in my business, whatever your business is. Could you give me a hint, a sign, a direction to go through a dream when I wake up tomorrow morning, this week? So I would be more specific. I would recommend being more specific for your business that way. For me, I also feel it in my stomach, so I'm clairsentient. I am not clairvoyant, and I am not clairaudient, and I apparently never have been. I feel it so strongly in my gut, that's where I get the information to go left or right. And sometimes I'll say thank you to guides and angels and say thank you for that clarity. So there's the asking and then the response afterwards. When you get really clear information, don't forget to thank the guides and angels for the extra information. And then there are a million other ways to do it, but that's just those are the two directions I go. Great question. Thank you. And then you have to clear any of your fear about asking or fear about the question, about the information that you get. Make sure you do that. Because if I had denied it, I couldn't have denied this one. It was so clear. But sometimes you get really clear information and then you go, nah, I don't really know if that's what they meant. It's just an idea. Play with it. Do something with the information you get. Awesome. All right. Star 2 to do a tapping turn or just ask me a question about what's going on personally or professionally with you, and I could give you guidance of what you could tap on by yourself, or we would do the tapping together. Just that idea of clarity. How do I find my next yes? What's in the way? How do I release it? And this notion that we all human beings are protecting themselves. I promise you're trying to protect yourself. Everybody does it. We're protecting ourselves from a risk, from being seen as foolish. We're protecting ourselves from fear of failure. So don't think that you're going to be different than every other human being. We all have that. But there's a way to clear it and feel solid and centered and really move forward. So star 2 with a question. I know there are a bunch of you on with a question or a tapping question or a direction that we can go for your personal or your professional life.
All right. We have a caller with the last 4 digits, 8989. You are unmuted.
Hi, Carol and Gretchen. This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy. How are you?
I'm great. This is the question that I'm sure I'm not the only one on the call that's been, people have said you're too sensitive. So it's something around owning my sensitivity and the fact that noise or distraction when I'm trying to have a conversation and there's noise on the corner or something, it makes me anxious. It's just I want to focus on what I'm doing, and any kind of distraction like pulls me off center. And there's something that's related, I think, about people think I don't have a sense of humor because they want to be boisterous and joke around. And I want to, like, have a conversation with somebody. And we don't have to be talking about, you know, world peace, but I want to really connect with somebody. And there are people that want to just, like, party. Mm-hmm. So I there are times when I felt like something was wrong with me because people have said, lighten up, Nancy, you're too serious. And I don't think I'm serious mm-hmm. at all. I think I have a really good sense of humor. But, you know, maybe I just need to hang out with, like, really sensitive people.
So what would we be clearing, because this is partly owning your sensitivity,
right, yeah,
not getting rid of it, but owning it, and if there's some things you need to shift about it, not being too sensitive, like as you say, if there's noise, you can't even concentrate. Is this about clarifying your focus? Is this about disappointment about when people... I don't think there's anything more annoying than being told, lighten up. That probably is about as irritating as, to a sensitive person, that's probably, because it's ribbing, you know, it's the ribbing, whatever, so I'm sure that's annoying. So what would you like to, with these two challenges you're talking about, what would you think is the issue that we could tap on for you?
Okay, well, I can see myself in a future where I'm more, you know, I like the way I'm coping with things better. I like to be able to just gently joke back with somebody that tells me to lighten up, or, you know, I'm light enough already, you know, I don't want to fly, you know, or something, and then just return to the, you know, what I was doing. I don't want to lose my focus because of it. I don't want to be so distracted and pulled off center that I totally lose where I was trying to go with having a conversation, or, you know, making a point or whatever, or really hearing somebody else.
So here's a suggestion from based on what I'm hearing, is that a joke wouldn't work. You need to hear them. As annoying as it is, you shouldn't go back to your conversation because they've just told you to lighten up. So the very thing they're – so don't go back to the conversation. That's what they're criticizing you for. So I would hear them, meaning – so you think right now after you ask me that question that I'm being too serious in giving you an answer about it.
Okay,
like, what
so
are they
I'm,
actually saying, right? They're, right? Try to hear that. The other thing that I'm hearing from you is like, darn it, I'm not accepted as I am. Why do I have to go to their side of lightening up, right, or their side of something? Why don't they accept me where I am?
Yeah, but that's a good point. I have my focus on this person I want to talk to, and they want my attention to joke around or whatever, but it's basically they want my attention, and I'm not giving it to them because I don't – that's not where I want to put it right now, and I'm not honoring their – you know, their need. So, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, not – yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, not feeling accepted, all of you on the call have pockets in your life where you don't feel accepted, and maybe it is through a joke. Maybe someone says, oh, lighten up. Maybe someone says, oh, always working. Maybe someone says, oh, you should – whatever the you should is followed by, it doesn't really matter. So all of you have places in your life where you're either not being yourself because you think someone will tease you, rib you, criticize you openly or judge you, or you're in this constant struggle of, you know, maybe you're the happy one, maybe you're the jokey one, maybe you're the pleaser. You're doing a role in order not to be criticized or in order to be liked, and all of that is about not feeling accepted. And I think the more and more we accept ourselves with all of our whatever leanings we have, right, that's where we respect ourselves more. We get more centered. Other people respect us or not. They vibrate right out of your life. But then you can get the clarity. Because I think if you were really, really clear, you wouldn't come up with a joke. You would say, huh, isn't that interesting? You asked me about this topic and we're talking about it and now you're telling me to lighten up. I'm actually confused. I don't really know what – maybe that's too challenging. But something to say, what is going on here, right?
Yeah,
so
I guess I thought
the
joke was the only communication language I had with them, and that was the only way to connect at all, so that was what I was going to do. But you made a really good point that I do feel like I often have to defend myself just for being who I am. It's like, oh, you guys want to laugh and joke around, and I want to be serious. Like, but I'm still, you know, but I'm still a happy person. I'm, you know, I still like to joke. But I feel like I shouldn't feel like I have to defend myself or just being me. Yeah.
Exactly. And what you all want to know and remember is that if you're defending yourself, that means you're experiencing some kind of knock, some kind of criticism about who you really are. So again, whether it's through joking or the look on the face or what they say, it doesn't really matter. The point is, if you're in a defensive place, just own it. Know that you're feeling defensive and unpack it at some. You got to unpack it somewhere and say, God, I was feeling so defensive when this person said, "You're so serious." It's not a compliment.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So in their joking way, they're doing a knock for whatever, who knows, we don't care what reason, okay? So so just know that whenever you're feeling defensive, it means you feel you're not hearing them because it's about them, and you're getting a knock.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I knew I was getting a knock, but I didn't have the piece that I wasn't hearing them because thanks.
Well, if you could hear them, you would hear that it's about them and it's not about you. Just because their criticism is about you, it's coming from them.
Yeah.
It's coming from their perceptions. So try this. So everybody, self-acceptance will get all of you to a new place that is peaceful and calm, and boy, is it sharp. Self-acceptance makes your decisions, makes you be able to find your next yes really easily, or certainly easier. Karate chop. Even though I notice that I don't feel very accepted as I am.
Even though I notice that I don't feel very accepted as I am.
Then I'm really frustrated by it.
I'm really frustrated by it.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I notice that they don't accept me as I am.
Even though I notice that they don't accept me as I am.
And sometimes I feel hurt.
And sometimes I feel hurt.
And sometimes I feel defensive.
And sometimes I feel defensive.
I choose to remember that it's about them.
I choose to remember that it's about them.
Eyebrow. I want to feel accepted as I am.
I want to feel accepted as I am.
Side of the eye. And I realize that starts with me.
And I realize that starts with me.
Under the eye. I want to feel accepted as I am.
I want to feel accepted as I am.
Under the nose. But I'm not very self-accepting.
But I'm not very self-accepting.
Chin. I need to accept myself more.
I need to accept myself more.
Collarbone. I need to accept myself more.
Oh, I need to accept myself more.
Under the arm. Because I'm acceptable.
Because I'm acceptable.
Top of the head. I'm valuable right where I am.
I'm valuable right where I am.
Good. Take a breath.
As usual, you nailed it, Carol. Thank you so
much. Good. How's that feel?
Yeah. Good. Much better. Yeah.
Okay. Go around once more. Just go to the eyebrow. I want to accept me.
I want to accept me.
Side of the eye, even if they don't.
Even if they don't.
Under the eye, I want to accept me.
I want to accept me.
Under the nose, even if they don't.
Even if they don't.
Chin, I choose to accept myself.
I choose to accept myself.
Collarbone, even if they don't.
Even if they don't.
Under the arm, I choose to accept myself.
I choose to accept myself.
Top of it, I feel better already.
I do. I do feel better already. Thank you so much.
Great. So what happens is we tend to try to pretzel ourselves to meet them, tell a joke, lighten up, look like we're lighter, do something like that, when the truth is that's not the direction you have to go. Allow them to have their reaction, allow you to have your reaction, and there we go.
Okay, I'm writing down, I choose to accept myself, even if they don't. I'm going to tap on this every day, Carol. Thank you.
It's really powerful one. Awesome. Thanks, Nancy. I'm so glad you were here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kelly. I appreciate this. Bye-bye.
Excellent. All right, bye. All right, star two raises your hand, and we can do tapping. You can ask a question. We can talk about the angels, how to find your yes, business questions. Gretchen and I were laughing last time because we usually have such a long line of people with their hands up. It's kind of funny. And you guys are the most shy group that I've ever had, which is wonderful. But it's an incredible opportunity. So star two, if you want to raise your hand, talk about anything. The topic is find your next yes, but anything that's troubling you, concerning you, you're caught in a business thing, can't make a decision, any of those things, or personal life, anything about the angels. I know some of you now are digging into the angel calls, so that's a lot of fun, and there's also the meditation there, the series. So, Gretchen, star two, anyone in line to ask a question? I know there's some more because of the emails I got, more people who are interested in asking questions and doing some tapping.
I don't see any hands raised. Star two, let me run over to the Q&A and look there. All right, nope, I'm not seeing any questions there. You guys can type in your questions. Or raise your hand, star two.
Okay. So until you, anybody want to raise your hand right this minute? Otherwise, I'm going to do a little tapping sequence with Gretchen. Gretchen, you're going to be my echo.
All righty.
Okay. So one of the things that people write me about is they feel quietly like they don't deserve to get guidance. They don't deserve to get clarity. Somehow clarity is for special people, or somehow, you know, you really have to be brilliant to get clarity. They had many, many different reasons. And I thought that would be a good thing for all of us to tap on together. So I don't believe I deserve to get clarity. Okay, so see if you can measure that truth of the statement, everyone. I don't deserve clarity. That's how we do it. We either measure the feeling, measure the emotion, or we measure the belief. So I'm convinced, let's do it that way. I'm convinced I don't deserve clarity. And even if this doesn't ring true for you, go ahead and do it. Get your number. I'm convinced I don't deserve clarity. And then, Gretchen, you're going to be my echo. Karate chop. Even though I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
Even though I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
And I'm a little afraid of it anyway.
And I'm a little afraid of it anyway.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
Even though I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
The truth is, it's a little scary to me.
The truth is, it's a little scary to me.
Even though I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
Even though I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Eyebrow point. I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
Sorry, I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
I'm convinced that I don't deserve clarity.
Under the eye, but I want to be clear.
But I want to be clear.
Under the nose, I know how much more enjoyable my life would be.
I know how much more enjoyable my life would be.
Chin point, I deserve to be clear.
I deserve to be clear.
Collarbone, I want the clarity.
I want the clarity.
Under the arm, I want the clarity about my next step.
I want the clarity about my next step.
Top of that, I choose the clarity about my next step.
I choose the clarity about my next step.
Good, take a breath. All right. Now, Gretchen, just how did that feel to you? We didn't measure for you, but you were just being my echo.
Good. That was all actually spot on.
Okay. All right. So usually what happens is we're afraid of the clarity. This is what people have not been aware of, that they think they shouldn't have clarity. Other people have it. It's not for them. But the truth is they're afraid to be clear because, ... being clear is somehow threatening to someone. So if you're afraid to be clear, you have to understand, why are you afraid to be clear? Who are you worried about? Who's going to feel this essence of, uh-oh, Gretchen, you're rocking the boat if you're going to be clear? That's what we really get wrapped up in our minds, consciously and unconsciously. If I'm really clear, then I'm going to take the next step, and if I take the next step, this is going to happen. When that happens, this person's going to have a reaction. And that's really the sequence that a lot of people aren't tuned into. They just say, oh, no, I'm not good enough, and I don't deserve to be clear. Yes, you do deserve to be clear. It's about the fear, because clarity always brings abundance. When you're really clear and definitive, the universe lines up things for you. So if you're super clear in your business, it makes a big difference compared to someone. So we were doing this mastermind and helping people with their websites. People think someone was trying to offer too much on their website. It was like three distinct things. A buyer would go to that website and not know where to click, not know where to sign up because they weren't clear, right? So you want to get, and the truth is the person was afraid to make the commitment to be clear because the commitment felt threatening to them. And, of course, then you back into it, and it was threatening to other people. So the fear of being clear is a huge one. So let's see if anybody – would anyone like to tap on that? Or is anybody – has their hand up? Star 2? Anybody else? We could do a fun tapping sequence. This, you all, the tapping – those of you – I know there's some of you who are new to it because you came through John Burgos, but this the tapping – is one of the best techniques you will ever use if you want to change your life. Now, right there, I just threatened some of you by discussing changing your life. To get the anxiety and the stress and the worry down, to get the clarity up, you will start making some pretty big decisions, and these small, tiny little daily decisions that change everything for the better, that change you for the better, make you clear and more confident, because with clarity comes confidence. Then you make your next yes, you decide and you can find your next yes, and your business will change for the better. Your relationships will change for the better. You'll be able to say yes and no when you want to. So, Gretchen, anybody with their hands up who'd like a turn?
Nope, no hands. So if you want to keep going with me, go for it.
Yeah, awesome. Okay.
I'll tell you what came up for me.
Yes.
It's clarity of it's being successful then. Like it's oh, I'm clear and success might come, so now what? Like that's scary.
And let's go further. What's the now what? Because I know this is resonating for people on the call because of some of the questions I've gotten. If you're afraid to be clear, because if you're clear, you'll be successful, and if you're successful, then what? What's the fear?
Then with success comes a lot of work. So then you become really busy and you lose all your time and you lose you just lose control.
Okay. Excellent. So that is your limiting belief. Somebody else believes that being successful will trigger something else. You're saying being successful automatically means too much work and too busy.
Yep.
Rather than this idea that you would be hiring people to do a lot of that stuff.
Right.
Right? Okay. So when you say I'm afraid to be clear, on a scale of 0 to 10, how high is that? When you think that through to the busyness and the work?
Yeah, the clarity, like I'm clear now, like I feel clear now, but I'm scared to take it farther because of the busyness. And so that scared to take it farther because of the busyness is probably around a 7 or an 8.
Okay, all right, 7 or an 8. Now, everyone, a 7 or an 8 is enough to stop your behavior. That's what I want to communicate. You don't have to be a 10 to stop your behavior, to get in your own way, like the words Renee was using, getting in my own way. 7 or an 8 is all it takes on that scale of 0 to 10. So karate chop. Everyone, see if you can get your own number on that. I'm afraid to be clear because I know when I'm clear I'll be successful, and if I'm successful, then what? Something's going to happen. And Gretchen's something is then I'll be too busy, and others of you have a different something's going to happen. Karate chop. Even though I'm afraid to be even more clear.
Even though I'm afraid to be even more clear.
Because I think then I'll take it further.
Because then I think I'll take it further.
And then I'll be way too busy.
And then I'll be way too busy.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I sabotage myself because I'm afraid to be too successful.
Even though I sabotage myself because I'm afraid to be too successful.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings.
I deeply and profoundly accept my feelings.
Even though I'm afraid to be really clear.
Even though I'm afraid to be really clear.
And to be more successful.
And to be more successful.
Because I think that means more busyness.
Because I think that means more busyness.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Eyebrow, I'm afraid to be more clear.
I'm afraid to be more clear.
Side of the eye, I'm afraid to be more successful.
I'm afraid to be more successful.
Under the eye, because I think that'll mean too much work.
Because I think that will mean too much work.
Under the nose, I'm afraid that'll mean too much work.
I'm afraid that'll mean too much work.
Chin, I'm afraid I'll be way too busy.
I'm afraid I'll be way too busy.
Collarbone, so I stop myself from being clear.
So I stop myself from being clear.
Under the arm, I stop myself from being clear.
I stop myself from being clear.
Top head, what if I don't have to be too busy?
What if I don't have to be too busy?
Eyebrow, what if success doesn't mean busyness?
What if success doesn't mean busyness?
Side of the eye, what if success doesn't mean busyness?
What if success doesn't mean busyness?
Under the eye, what if I could be successful and more organized?
What if I could be successful and more organized?
Under the nose, what if I could be successful and have more time with my family?
What if I could be successful and have more time with my family?
Chin, I love the idea of being more streamlined.
I love the idea of being more streamlined.
Collarbone, I love the idea of being even clearer.
I love the idea of being more clear.
Under the arm, it doesn't feel out of control.
It doesn't feel out of control.
Top of that, I love feeling clearer and more successful.
I love feeling clearer and more successful.
Good. Take a breath. Ah, so 7, 8, I'm afraid to be more clear because I think I know where that's going to take me. How does that 7 or an 8 feel?
Much lower, actually, like a 2 or a 3.
Okay. All right. Did anything else come up about it, like an old event or something?
It's definitely an old event. Like when I was getting to the point where I wanted to be, like it was ridiculous how many hours I was working. I just kind of put the brakes on because I'm so cognizant of that and don't want to go back there. So
okay. So then what happens is it becomes binary, brakes are on or brakes are off. And now what you can do is change that and say, wait a minute, I'm going to take my foot off the brake, get more clear, get more successful, but I'm going to do it in a way where I'm hiring people to do some of this work, where you're, quote, more successful but not more busy. That's an equation that is not factually true. With my success has come freedom. I wanted the freedom. So that's the whole reason I did the whole abundance thing. I wanted freedom. And with the abundance and the success came more freedom about decisions, about who to hire, about where I'm going to go, and the clarity about instead of having 15 things to do in my business, you know, now I'm down to the really meaningful ones that I want to do, the really meaningful things. So a 2 or a 3 is awesome. Now, picture yourself getting more clear again. Does that seem doable without being this threat?
Yes, it feels like it put me back in the driver's seat.
Good. Awesome. Well, a 2 or a 3, you can do it. At a 7 or an 8, everybody, your behavior will not change because a 7 or 8 means that you're too scared and your brain will protect you by sabotage. Anything goes with sabotage, right? We'll do anything. Awesome. All right. That was a great one. That one, everybody in the whole world that I know could do, myself included, and benefit. And, of course, I'm always tapping along with you all, so getting benefits. All right. *2 raises your hand. Let's do a couple of more. If there are anybody who has questions, I'd love to work with you. It's a great opportunity to get some tapping done, clear your fears of taking the next step into your business, taking the next step with asking your guides and angels information, discerning what that means. Anything goes.
Okay, I see a question here that's written in. They are saying, I'm trying to leave a relationship that isn't nurturing or nourishing. They can't call in because of privacy, but I don't know why I can't move on. I don't feel like I can move forward in my business or other areas until I moved on this relationship. I've left this relationship before, and I have fear that I will regret it or haven't done all I can do to make it work. However, I get a huge wall whenever I think of talking to him, sharing my thoughts or emotions with him, or even taking any action in this relationship. I'm stuck.
Definitely stuck. So the question is, so she thinks she's done everything in the relationship, has he? One person can't do everything in the relationship. It's not going to work. So what I suspect is that the stuckness is the protection, number one. Number two, if I get this correct, I may not be right, that she's saying she feels like she can't move forward in her business until she leaves the relationship. That's not true. That's a protection about the business. You can do more in your business in the next 20 minutes. It's not about being with or without this person. Okay? But now what we're going to do is we're just going to tap on I'm afraid to leave and I'm afraid to stay. Okay? Now, of course, it tells you something. The person who wrote in, if you've already left once and come back, there's just some ambivalence and some things that haven't been totally resolved. Something's keeping you in it, and something's making you want to leave. Right? So it's sort of, it's, you know, salt and pepper. Both are there. So try this. I'm afraid to leave. I'm afraid to stay. And that's where the resolution is. Nobody can tell you what to do. I haven't a clue what's the right thing for you. I would never tell you that. But you need to resolve the fear of leaving as well as the fear of staying, and then you're going to get the clarity. So, Gretchen, would you mind if you, she can't call in because of privacy. Gretchen,
yep.
Would you mind being her echo, okay? So try this, karate chop. Even though a part of me is afraid to leave.
Even though a part of me is afraid to leave.
And the other part is afraid to stay.
And the other part is afraid to stay.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though a part of me is afraid to stay.
Even though a part of me is afraid to stay.
And the other part is afraid to leave.
And the other part is afraid to leave.
Clearly, I haven't resolved this relationship.
Clearly, I haven't resolved this relationship.
Even though I'm afraid to make a move.
Even though I'm afraid to make a move.
And I'm letting it block my business.
And I'm letting it block my business.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway.
Eyebrow. It's okay if I leave.
It's okay if I leave.
Side of the eye. It's okay if I stay.
It's okay if I stay.
Under the eye. It's okay if I leave.
It's okay if I leave.
Under the nose. It's not about my business.
It's not about my business.
Chin. And even though I feel stuck in this relationship.
And even though I feel stuck in this relationship.
Collarbone. I could get clear about my business.
I could get clear about my business.
Under the arm, and maybe that's what I need to do next.
And maybe that's what I need to do next.
Top of the head, get clear about my business.
Get clear about my business.
Whether I stay or leave.
Whether I stay or leave.
Good, take a breath. So with the tapping, we acknowledge both sides. I'm afraid to leave. I'm afraid to stay. Clearly, she said, I'm afraid to bring it up. I'm afraid to, right? All of that's there, but it's not true that you can't move forward in your business because the relationship is still yes, no, hot, cold, hot, cold. Okay, so that's what you would do is use the tapping to release the intensity of the fear. So with the reduction of the fear, you get clearer and clearer and clearer. Whatever the right answer is for you. But don't let that be the reason you're not taking care of your business. Okay. Excellent question. Excellent, excellent. All right. Another, I was going to say podcast, another webcast question or another star two.
All right. Star two, guys, if you want to talk with Carol and you can also type in your question if you have that. So I'm not seeing any hands raised yet. Let me check the Q&A. All right. That's all. I'm not seeing anything, Carol.
Okay. Well, I know there are people who wrote me and who are either on and shy right now, so we're not covering those. The concerns they had. All right, let's do one more on afraid to be clear. Unless, Hillary, you want to come back on? Or Nancy, you want to come back on? I'm afraid of asking Renee back on because it'll do something. I don't know what it does to my phone. Anyway, if one of them wants to also, because I know there are a lot more people than that, if somebody else, if one of them wants to raise their hand again, star two, even though you've already had. Otherwise,
all right, we got somebody
more.
Here.
Okay, it's one of those.
All right. Mm-hmm. 0464.
Yeah, that
you
is
are.
Hi.
Hillary, right?
Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
now
I like how you say it. Yeah. It's one of those.
Numbers. It's one of those three because I recognize the number, so now I'm going to know your phone number. So, Hillary, what now? What next?
In terms of being clear and going through the other people's processes,
mm-hmm.
It's, oh, God, now I forgot it. You know, it's that fear, it's going to be, you know, like she, and I forgot her name, I'm going to have to show up now. Or they're mm-hmm. going to think I'm a, when I get it, they're going to think I'm a fraud.
Mm-hmm. And why would they think you're a fraud?
Maybe they think I'm not good enough or I haven't done the work. Maybe I think I'm not good enough and I haven't done the work.
Exactly. Try this. Karate chop. Even though I'm afraid I'm not good enough.
Even though I'm afraid I'm not good enough.
That's why I worry about their concerns.
That's why I worry about their concerns.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
I deeply and profoundly love and accept myself.
Even though I'm afraid they're going to think I'm a fraud.
Even though I'm afraid they're going to think I'm a fraud.
And that I haven't done the work.
And that I haven't done the work.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
I accept who I am and how I feel.
Even though I'm afraid they're going to think I don't deserve it.
Even though they're going to think I don't deserve it.
I accept who I am.
I accept who I am.
And how I feel.
And how I feel.
Eyebrow point. But I'm the one with the deserving issue.
But I'm the one with the deserving issue.
Side of the eye. I'm afraid I don't deserve it.
I'm afraid I don't deserve it.
Under the eye. So I really want it.
So I really want it.
Under the nose. But I'm afraid if I get it.
But I'm afraid if I get it.
Chin. That I won't feel deserving.
That I won't feel deserving.
Collarbone, or I think they won't think I'm deserving.
Or I think they won't think I'm deserving.
Under the arm, and all of those feelings are okay.
And all of those feelings are okay.
Top that, even though they're hard to feel.
Even though they're hard to feel.
Deep breath. So it's another reason we can block getting what we want. So how did that feel to you?
That was interesting. It brought up my stuff from last week of going from thinking things come out of luck.
Yes.
And going to, no, I've got what it takes.
Right.
And so here's another piece of it. And it's like, oh, and I sabotage myself sometimes.
Yes. That's the behavior, and if you back out of the behavior into the feelings, the feelings are not deserving, I don't have what it takes, I feel inadequate.
Yeah.
Why do you feel so inadequate? Like, what's that template? What's that pattern?
I don't know. I feel, and I'll just say, I feel like I was taught to feel inadequate so that nobody would be jealous or threatened.
Yes. Okay. Eyebrow. It's a lesson people teach. Eyebrow. I was taught to feel inadequate.
I was taught to feel inadequate.
Side of the eye. But the truth is I'm not inadequate.
But the truth is I'm not inadequate.
Under the eye. But I feel it so it feels true.
But I feel it so it feels true.
Under the nose. I feel it so it feels true.
I feel it so it feels true.
Chin. I was taught to feel inadequate.
I was taught to feel inadequate.
Collarbone. To protect them.
To protect them.
Under the arm. But they don't need protection.
They don't need protection anymore.
Top of the head. And neither do I.
And neither do I.
Eyebrow. I'm more than adequate.
I am more than adequate.
Side of the eye, I'm incredibly talented.
I'm incredibly talented.
Under the eye, I want to serve people.
I want to serve people.
Under the nose, in my own way.
In my own way.
Chin, so what if others are jealous?
So what if others are jealous?
Collarbone, I'm kind of done with that fear.
I'm kind of done with that fear.
Under the arm, I don't care if they're jealous anymore.
I don't care if they're jealous anymore.
Top of the head, it doesn't matter anymore.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Because I can't stop it.
Because I can't stop it.
Good. Deep breath. The truth is we can't stop people for having their reactions, so we need to stop being afraid of their reactions.
Mm.
They're going to have them.
And also...
the next person.
Right. To not attach to their story.
Yeah.
And tell my story out of someone else's story.
Right. So why would someone feel jealous and envious and say all those things? It's not about you. It's all about them. So it's up to us. It's our responsibility to say, yep, that's what human, welcome to being human, but I'm not going to get embroiled or engaged in it.
And I'm going to get a new strategy.
Yes. Yes.
It's
yes.
Feeling so, exceptional. Thank you.
Feeling, you need to feel exceptional because you are.
Yes, I am. Yes. Yes, I am.
Awesome. Hillary, awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Thank you.
You're the best.
All right, everyone. It's after 4:15. If no one else has a star two to raise their hand or no other questions through the podcast, through the website webcast, let's just check one more time.
Yep. No, I just see here, thank you for the clarity about relationship. Separate from business, it makes sense.
Oh, good, good, good. Excellent. All right. All right, everyone. So you've got your package B, and on there you have the four angel calls that were initially recorded just very recently. So those are yours. You can tap along with everyone about that, and those have slides going on too. Then you've got the brand new, never, ever, ever, ever been released, the 10 new segments, Clear Your Fear, Cultivate the Space, Release Control Issues, Boost Your Worthiness, Embrace Your Expansion, Build Your Trust, et cetera, et cetera. All of those are brand, brand new recordings for you to tap along with. And they're all, Gretchen, you did them with me, between 7 and 10 minutes, I think. So they're very digestible. So you can just go get one of those done in the morning. It's not like this long thing you have to listen to. Then there's the Abundance Meditation Course. You don't have to tap. Close your eyes. Follow the directions, and it's about clearing your ability and rewiring your brain so you can be totally abundant, so your vibration is more abundant. Then there's the program there, Move from Sabotage to Success, an awesome, awesome program that I recorded that is really fun, and I talk to you about what gets in your way. I really got a lot out of that doing the program and tapping on it. I wasn't so focused. I was, you know, sometimes I'm so focused on getting it done, I'm not really doing the you know, myself with the tapping. I love that one. That was really meaningful to me. Very, very important one. And the energy of money. Clear your energy of money so you know how you feel about money, because your emotion about money is really what changes things. For the good or the better, right? For better or worse, when you change your vibration about money and anxiety and stress and worry about money, then you can really change how financial abundance comes into your world. So, Gretchen, I got a text and an email from someone saying that they lost the connection and were not able to reconnect. So I don't know if we had some phone problems too, but someone just texted me about that. All right. So anything else you can think of, Gretchen, besides, and then you've got these two recordings, and they're yours forever. This is not time limited. This is your confidential link to the BTO's Package B. This is your confidential link. You have all of this information for yours, however long it takes you. Someone was complaining someone else's program changed the password every month. No, we're not changing the password. This is for you. This is what you bought. And these programs will totally change your abundance picture and your ability to ask for guidance and get it. It's one thing to ask for guidance. It's another thing to listen to it, hear it, and get it. All right. Gretchen, anything else from you?
Nope. That's all we have here.
Excellent. That was wonderful, everyone. Thank you for your time. Thank you for being here. And thank you for listeners. Well, I know there's some people who had to listen to it later. Now this is recorded for you, and you can listen and tap along as much as you want. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. I've had a great time. And we'll hopefully be in touch in the future through many, many different channels. Okay, and thanks, Gretchen, for all your help with the recordings.
Thank you, Carol.
Okay, everyone. Bye.